No more fear, Black Friday's here. So hot, yet so cool. Foxy, black and bad. It's time to get it on.
In the heat of the night, hear the bump of the ball. On the floor of the court, on the sides of the hall. He's cornbread.
Cornbread.
He's cornbread.
Cornbread.
American International presents Cornbread Earl and Me. The story of a young man with a talent.
Hey, superstar!
And a dream.
It's the first boy from this neighborhood to make something out of himself.
Cornbread!
Like Sounder, it's a story of people who never lose their dignity or their pride.
Take your hands off him.
Shut up.
I will not shut up.
Like Claudine, it's a story of family life full of love and laughter.
This is a dining room, not a gym.
Oh, mama.
Don't you owe mama me.
Like no other movie, Cornbread Earl and Me will touch you.
I'm going to miss that boy.
And move you.
Oh, please.
And perhaps even shatter you.
Mama!
Cornbread Earl and Me, rated PG, parental guidance suggested.
Oh my God!
Gargoyles! Psychics! Everything's ungodly! Dark-sided!
Dangerous! Hey, white man.
Oh, ow!
Laffy Taffy, bitch!
People get me angry here!
I want the dough! I want the gold!
Chicken tantrum, zany!
What is the monkey house?
Cornbread! Hey, freaks. Who names our child Cornbread? Silly black people. Tim Henson with you one more time as we end the week with the Friday show. Thank you so much for joining me. Oh, it's going to be a very busy podcast. We kick things off with the return of one of my favorite stupid bits. We haven't done this in a long time. But, you know, I play a lot of audio of ridiculous-sounding black people. Cornbread! And I also, you know, to be fair, play a lot of clips of idiotic white people. Naturally, the question comes up, well, which race is the most ricoculous? Now, obviously, I can't decide myself. Because I'm biased. Look, I'm white. I'm very white. You can't get whiter than me. So if I come to the conclusion that black people are the most insane or stupid or ricoculous, you know, there will be cries of racism, and I don't need Al Sharpton and Jesse Jackson on my ass again. Thankfully, our friends at MIT have come through with a solution. They have loaned me an amazing piece of technology called the Blackulator Caucasiatron. What this supercomputer does is it analyzes two pieces of audio. I feed it one clip of some black people acting a fool, and then I play a clip of some white people acting stupid. And the computer will determine once and for all which race is more ricoculous. It's a bit I like to call black and white.
People, they come in black and white, creamy light skin or dark as night. Who do you love? Who do you hate? Let's find out right now, no need to wait.
It's black and white.
Yes, let's get into it right now. Let me turn on the Blackulator Caucasiatron. Blackulator, are you there?
Hey, Tim. I have a joke for you.
Oh, a joke. Okay, go right ahead.
How does a black chick tell if she's pregnant?
How does a black chick tell if she's pregnant? I don't know. I give up.
When she pulls the tampon out, all the cotton is already picked.
That is very racist. I think you're biased, Blackulator Caucasiatron.
Shit, nigga. I'd be straight up representing the 10,958.
I think that's an area code. That's the Hamptons area code for New York. Nice try, Blackulator Caucasiatron. All right, look, I don't know. I think MIT has been giving this thing some upgrades because it's never talked to me like that before. It may have been some over-the-air updates or, I don't know, some sort of firmware upgrade or something.
When's the last time you tasted some sweet black pussy?
What? No, never.
Shit be so sweet. Squirting like melons. Fucking like felons.
You rapping?
Big old titties. man take a gander. Later eat some chicken like my man Colonel Sanders.
Okay, all right. I think he's trying to rap poorly. Just stop it, Blackulator Cocaine. You've got a job to do.
Beep, boop, beep, beep, bop, boop. Waiting for audio input.
Okay, all right. He's ready. Just to recap here, I'm going to play a clip of some black people and a clip of some white people, and the Blackulator Caucasiatron will tell us which race is more recoculous. It's like ridiculous, but instead of dick, there's cock. All right, backstage, whites won the coin toss, as always. The blacks never have a coin. Always have to use the white person's money. All right, so they're going to go first. Whites, show me what you got. Oh, by the way, I forgot to mention this. We've got a themed black and white today. Today's theme is subway fights. So here we go. This is this first subway fight involves some white people.
My mother wasn't, you piece of shit. I bet you beat up women too, asshole.
That's it.
You're a batterer.
You're a liar.
You're a batterer. You're a piece of shit and a batterer. Ah!
All right. What's going on here? It's pretty self-explanatory. Some woman is going crazy on a subway, screaming at a man that she does not know.
You beat up women too, asshole.
I think it's because he would not give up his seat to her.
You're a batterer.
You're a liar.
You're a batterer. You're a piece of shit and a batterer. Ah!
She's giving him the
Shut
finger.
Shut me up your ass!
Oh my god.
Shove up your ass, you piece of shit!
Oh, she hit him.
Oh, you wanna hit me? You wanna hit me? I'll fucking knock you out.
Oh, man, hit me the way you hit your wife! Hit me the way you hit your wife!
Don't fucking touch me, you fucking
asshole.
Pig.
You fucking pig.
Shit.
All right, there's some white people. My heart is swelling right now. They did me proud. All right, they did my race proud. All right, moving on, we've got a clip here now of some black people on the subway. Young black people versus old black people.
I told you to fucking
You're a faggot.
Okay,
you're
wait a second. So the guy calling the girl a dyke is the older gentleman, and the guy calling the man a fag is the younger one.
I get it.
No, I'm not. You are fucking, you four are some sad ass fucking hoes. And you need to shut the fuck up.
You're a sad
asshole. Because you're an embarrassment.
Sad asshole.
You're an embarrassment.
Sad asshole.
You're an embarrassment.
You're an embarrassment.
You're an embarrassment. You're
a fucking asshole because you're a grown ass man. And you mean you're old enough to be my father.
I don't understand that. You're an asshole because you're a middle-aged man and you could be old enough to be my father. That doesn't make you an asshole. You could have said, you know, you're an asshole for calling my friend a dyke.
Seriously.
Shut the fuck up.
Uh-oh. The young kid's taking off his jacket, getting ready to fight. The middle-aged man, by the way, is in a suit. By the way, like a business suit. Like, we're not talking like a pimp suit. It's not like lime green or something. You're a pussy nigger.
Bring it. Bring it.
All right, listen, this fight goes on way longer than the white fight. The whites were only at it for like 38 seconds. These guys are at it for over 8 minutes. So please, Blackulator, take that into consideration. I'm gonna fast forward just so we can get an idea of how this ends.
Fucking, you know, embarrassment, running around,
fucking,
you just make us look bad.
You look bad.
You're a fucking sad. You're a fucking sad.
You're a fucking sad.
You're a
So we've got a black kid who's more street and a more professional sounding adult black man going at it. All right. We have played both clips. Now it is time for the Blackulator Caucasiatron to get to work and tell us once and for all which race is more ridiculous. Blackulator, let me start processing now. Okay, alt enter or something.
Beep, bop, boop, be-wow, beep-boop, bop.
Okay.
Analyzing honky index.
Honky index.
Adding cracker peaks.
Cracker peaks.
Compiling nigger matrix.
I'm not going to repeat that.
Terraforming.
What? Terraforming.
Turkey basting.
What?
And sandblasting. 0110101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101101
moment of truth time. Blackula or Caucasiatron, what have you found?
Today, I dutifully report that the most foolish, stupid, ridiculous race is Caucasians.
Really?
Caucasians.
Really?
Caucasians.
All right, enough. Stop rubbing it in. That's, you know, that's my race. I'm guessing it's because the two white people were both equally stupid. You know what I mean? They were fighting with each other. But the black people, it seemed like there was one man who wasn't acting as black as the other or something, maybe?
Yes. Two stupid white people equals one and a half stupid black people.
Wait, two stupid white people equals only one and a half stupid black...
I have another joke.
Okay, go ahead.
What's long and black?
What's long and black? I don't know. A penis. Black person's penis.
The unemployment line.
Okay, very good. Thank you, Blackula or Caucasiatron. You're very racist today. That'll do it for another installment of Black and White.
People, they come in black and white. Creamy light skin or dark as night. Who do you love? Who do you hate? Let's find out right now. No need to wait.
It's black. Black and white.
Okay, another successful black and white for the record books. Moving on, I've got a couple more clips and then we'll get into the news. My strange addiction is back. Do you like how my voice cracked there? It's back. Yes, My Strange Addiction is a television program on TLC. It features people who are strangely addicted to things like drinking their own urine and eating couch cushions. Today we meet a man who's addicted to his own car. Yes, he's in love with his vehicle.
Morning, baby.
Morning.
Handsome man.
And he's gay, right? I guess he's calling his car handsome man.
Morning, baby. Handsome man.
So I guess it's a gay thing, right?
Nathaniel is in a committed relationship with a car that he's named Chase.
Like, to be in a relationship, don't both people have to realize they're in a relationship? The car doesn't realize it's in a relationship, right?
With a car that he's named Chase. He met Chase in a resale lot about 5 years ago.
Pretty sure he's raping that vehicle. Oh my God, he's kissing. He's on the ground, like, kissing the bumper.
It was love at first sight. His body and then his interior and everything just together just seemed to fit. And I just felt an instant connection.
Not even particularly nice.
Nathaniel's obsession first developed as a teenager when he would build model cars.
Oh.
But he didn't find true love until he met Chase.
I find this part of him the most sexy just because of the subtle lines and curves. I'll give him a kiss here. And just kind of caressing down the side.
My initial reaction was, I was kind of shocked.
All right, that's not his girlfriend because, you know, he's in a committed relationship with the car. It is his roommate, though. So let's see what she has to say here.
My initial reaction was, I was kind of shocked. It was kind of weird because it was just hard to understand.
Yeah, this. Apparently, he suffers from objectphilia. That's when a person develops a strong emotional and sexual relationship with an inanimate object. Oh, I want to know how he has sex with this thing. Someone explain it to me, please. Yeah, we've talked about this. It says some cases include attraction to a roller coaster, an elevator, and the Eiffel Tower. We've also, we featured a girl who was in love with the Statue of Liberty. Lesbian.
Honestly, I don't know why I feel the way I do. But I just absolutely love Chase.
Is he the top or the bottom?
We always have such a good time together.
Oh my god, he's really kissing it. It's fascinating. I need to start DVRing the whole episodes, because these little YouTube clips, I don't think do the show justice. Finally, today, I've got a local news clip here. This story features a deaf kid who is being forced to change his name because a school, the school that he goes to, wants to expel him because of his name. You know, he has to sign his name, and when he signs his name, one of the letters, I guess, looks like a gun, and apparently that goes against school policy. You can't be making, you know, gun fingers.
News tonight, some Grand Island parents are upset. They say their deaf son is being asked to change his name because school administrators argue the sign language gesture resembles a dangerous weapon. New tonight at 9, Steve Ross has the story.
Well, you know, we should also outlaw the letters G, U, and N, because put together, you could spell the word gun.
This is how Hunter Spanger...
We need to really overhaul the alphabet system.
Says his...
You know, I started with numbers. I added Levenge. Now I'm gonna create some new letters for us all.
His name. At just 3.5 years old, he may have to change it.
He's deaf, and his name sign is, they say, violation of their... weapons policy.
Grand Island's Weapons in Schools Board Policy 8470 forbids any instrument that looks like a weapon. But a three-year-old's hand...
But that's your finger! Your finger doesn't look like a weapon!
Hands?
Anybody that I have talked to thinks this is absolutely ridiculous.
Yes.
This is not threatening in any way.
It's a symbol. It's an actual sign, and a registered sign through C.
C is S-E-E, which stands for Signing Exact English, Hunter's Sign Language. And his name gesture is modified with crossed fingers to show it is uniquely his own.
We are working with the parents to come to the best solution we can for the child.
And that's just...
The best solution for the child would be to let him go to school and you don't make him change his name.
That's about all school officials will say for now. Meantime,
what?
Hunter's parents say that by Monday, lawyers from the National Association of the Deaf are likely to weigh in for Hunter's right to sign his own name.
Let's fucking retire. His name isn't anything out of the ordinary. You know, it's Hunter.
Despite whatever rules and regulations...
Bang, bang, you know, like hunting. Bang, bang, with a gun.
This may exist. Some Grand Islanders we spoke with say they don't think it's right to make a three-year-old change the way he says his name.
It's his name. It's not like he's gonna bring a gun to school when he's 3 years old.
I find it very difficult to believe that the sign language that shows his name resembles a gun in any way would even enter a child's mind.
But for now, that's a discussion between the Spangers and Grand Island Public Schools.
What do the Spaniards have to do with this?
Schools reporting in Grand Island, Steve Ross, 1011 News.
All right, there you go. Thank you very much, 1011 News. And with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, I'm fucked up news right now. A lot of stuff to mention here before we get into the news. First up, if you're not a member of the Sideshow, sign up right now so you don't miss a thing. Superfreaksideshow.com. You get full access to the entire archive of programs. Plus, every week we do extended shows, exclusive programs, video casts. On Wednesday, I posted an exclusive video. Yesterday, we did an exclusive show where I announced that on Monday, there will be a new program. Usually I take like Labor Day off or whatever, but not this year. Like, I'll be back with some more audio stupidity for you. A couple other things to mention. I sent out the first batch of DV merchandise that you people have been ordering. Listen, if you want your specifically Satan Away shirts, there's only like there's some sizes where I've only got like one or two left. So I think like large, I only have a couple.
And there's some sizes that I have more, though. And then Bristol 7, those shirts, I have a few more of those, but those are going quickly, too. So if you want yours, go to jagoo.net. There's also a link on distortedview.com if you'd like Distorted View merchandise. Also, I found the last three packs of Distorted View PAL trading cards. They're sealed in a little foil pack. They've got a stick of gum, five cards in there. If you want one, make me an offer. Whoever makes me the highest offer will get a pack. These are the last ones. They're highly collectible. All right. And don't forget, you know, I mentioned, what was it, last week, I thought it would be kind of cool if I posted the Distorted View intro music and then let you guys create your own masterpieces, right? You can insert your own clips, then send it to me, and then I'll use it as an intro. And the one I pick as my favorite will win a prize. So if you go to distortedview.reddit.com, there's a link to that audio file. Also on my Facebook page, facebook.com/distortedviewshow. If you want to try your hand at making a Distorted View intro, there's a little contest for you. I think that's about it, right? Yeah. Oh, the other thing I wanted to mention, I said if five people sign up for the sideshow by Saturday, I would do a weekend program. It doesn't look like I have to do one this weekend. I think I've gotten like one sign up. So if four people sign up today or by tomorrow sometime, I'll do a weekend show for you guys, but I would not hold my breath on that. All right, three quick stories, then we'll get the hell out of here. First up, a 29-year-old man from Texas was apparently suffering from a small pee-pee, so he decided to take some of those pills, you know, like Enzyte. Oh, there's Smiling Bob. Why is he so happy? He's got a big fat dick now. That smile is going to turn to a frown, though, once his dick starts shooting blood out of the cock hole. That's exactly what happened to the poor son of a bitch in Texas. Actually, he wasn't taking Enzyte. I don't want the Enzyte people all upset with me. But no, he was taking a pill to make his diggy hoid. A 29-year-old Texas man is suing the makers of Virilis Pro for causing his penis to become so erect it fractured during intercourse, and now he's unable to have sex or children because of it. Adrian Carter was a happy and healthy 20-something before the incident last year at a Houston motel, in which his appendage became engorged and bloody. That's not how you want your penis described to you. Oh, it's engorged and bloody. He was rushed to the emergency room, where they discovered he required immediate surgery and had to render him infertile. And now he wants the company that manufactures Virilis Pro to pay. Quote, "It was pretty horrific to view the pictures," Mr. Carter's lawyer said. Her name is Melissa Moore. She went on to say, "I know it sounds unusual. He was young and healthy and on no other meds at the time he took the supplement. Virilis Pro is a natural supplement that promises to give men a harder erection for natural male enlargement and a more intense orgasm. You can't get more intense than, you know, coming with blood in your jizz. It also promises to increase stamina and lower recovery time." Mr. Carter's lawsuit, filed on August 27th, alleges that the pill is defective and unreasonably dangerous for use by consumers. According to the suit, Mr. Carter purchased the product in the early morning hours at a Chevron gas station. Look, if you're purchasing medication at a Chevron gas station that is not aspirin, I'm sorry. You deserve whatever it is you get. There's a big difference between a pharmacy and a, you know, gas station convenience store. All right, where are we at here? When the two had sex, he had significant pain and observed a large quantity of blood squirting out of his penis onto the sheets, walls, and mirror. Yes, apparently he went to the Chevron gas station, right? Picked up his dick pills, his prescription, and some premium unleaded. And he went to the Scottish Inn. Apparently he was on his way there when he stopped at the Chevron station, where he was scheduled to meet a girl for a little sexual encounter. He was rushed to the hospital where doctors had to deglove his penis. What the hell does that mean? In order to repair it, a procedure that removed the skin of the penis in order to repair his urethra, which had separated completely. Doctors again warned him that he may never have an erection or be able to father children, and his urethra may close, resulting in permanent inability to urinate naturally. Mr. Carter wants the drug manufacturer, Houtel, Health Limited Liability Company and Carney Financial Services, plus individuals Michael Helig and Michael and Tara Carney, and Solid Rock Worship Company. That sounds like a some sort of church organization. Solid Rock Worship. All right. I guess maybe that's like worshiping the penis. Like, yeah, we're worshiping that rock hard dick. In addition to his medical expenses, he wants funds for punitive damages, breach of warranty, deceptive trade, mental anguish. That should be a big one. Pain and suffering, and the past and future loss of consortium. Now, I don't want to prematurely shoot my wad here, but I'm going to have to call bullshit on this guy's story, and I'll tell you why. These dick pills don't do anything. Otherwise, you know, there would be many, many more men with large penises. We wouldn't have the small penis epidemic that the U.S. is currently suffering from if pills like Enzyte actually worked, right? What probably happened here is that the girl got on top, climbed on top of this guy's penis, which was probably rock hard, and started riding it really hard. They were really getting into it. And she probably went up a little too high, penis popped out, and she came crashing down on his dick and bent it and fractured it. Then that's when the blood started. I've heard of shit like that happening before, right? Urologists are also calling bullshit on this. Leading urologists say it's very unlikely that the pill could have caused such an incident. Quote, I've never heard of anyone being put at a higher risk for fracture because of a prescription or an herbal drug, said Dr. Chad Rittenauer, associate professor of urology at Emory University School of Medicine in Atlanta. With a fracture, you typically get swelling. And the penis looks like an eggplant, purple and swollen. But blood coming out on the walls, that sounds really dramatic. Dr. Jeff Carney, chief of urology at Grady Memorial Hospital, said Mr. Carter's story is the most absurd thing I have I've ever heard in my life. He said that degloving would never be done in an emergency room, but by a skilled surgeon. And the part where the blood squirted on the walls, that was probably made up as well. When a man breaks his penis, it can be very scary. I believe he took this story and spiced it up. So there you go. Second story, we have. So the news just publishes it regardless. You know what I mean? Oh, okay. Sounds good to me. Second story we have for today, a father of three who claimed he had sex with his teenage daughter, wrong, for more than 3 years to teach her sex education. Oh, so there was a reason why he was fucking her. He was teaching her so she could satisfy her boyfriend, was today jailed for at least 5.5 years. County court, what was this guy's defense? That was it, literally? Yeah. I was, you know, it was sex education. I wanted her to satisfy her boyfriend. County Court Judge Michael Burke said the father, 44, had breached and exploited his daughter's trust and vulnerability and had no insight into the evil of his offending. These are serious and disturbing offenses, said Judge Burke. I am not persuaded you are in any insightful way remorseful. The judge said the father, who can't be named, lacked any understanding into the culpability and gravity of what he had done, and his family was the same. What? And his family was the same? Character references for the father had been provided to the court by his wife, mother, mother-in-law, and 15-year-old youngest daughter. His victim, who's now 17, has refused to provide a victim impact statement because the sex was just so good and did not want the judge to jail her father. His family was also worried they would lose their house if he was jailed because that's the real reason, because they would be unable to afford the mortgage payments. Judge Burke said the victim did not recognize the effect her father's offending had on her. He told the father, who came to Australia from what was then Czechoslovakia when he was 14 and served 8 years in the army and communications, that his rehabilitation depended on some insightful recognition of the moral failure of what you've done. The father's offending began in 2008 when the victim was 14 and had just started dating a 15-year-old boy. Under the guise of educating the victim about sexual awareness, the father initiated, developed, and maintained an ongoing sexual relationship with his daughter. That's called having a lesson plan. He was a good teacher. The father was arrested when the girl told friends at school what was happening, and the school reported him to police. The victim told police she initially believed the sexual education provided by her father was part of a normal father-daughter relationship, and that her father convinced me that it was apparently a good thing that he was what he was doing, and he made me believe it was a good thing. The father told police it all started when the victim came asking for help on how to sexually satisfy her boyfriend, because that's what teenage girls do. They go right to their father. I need help giving my boyfriend a blowjob. Any tips? All right, he claimed he initially told his daughter this is not the right thing to do, and I've told her that many times, but she persisted and kept asking, you know, she might be a fucking cock tease, I don't know, how can I do it better, or slut, whatever, until he eventually agreed to teach her. The father pleaded guilty to charges of incest and producing and possessing child pornography. Really? It's kind of hard to believe his side of the story, you know, like, she just wouldn't stop. She wouldn't let up on this, you know, me teaching her how to have sex. And then, you know, he's got tons of child porn on his computer. Yeah. Judge Burke jailed him for 8 years with a non-parole period of 5.5 years. So there you go. Final story we have for you today. This one comes from Epping, New Hampshire. A woman who generated numerous loud noise complaints with her blaring music, which included playing AC/DC's hit song Highway to Hell at 1 a.m., was arrested 4 times over a 26-hour period. We're just getting started, though. Joyce Coffey, 53, Coffey, you know why she's named Coffey? Because she'll cream you, faces several charges after police arrested her 3 times this week because she allegedly refused to turn down the music on her radio, and a 4th time after her nephew accused her of throwing a frying pan at him. Coffey, who lives at 64 Mass Road in Epping, but also has an address in Kentucky, had her first visit from police at around 3 p.m. Tuesday after neighbors complained about her loud rock music. Police told her to turn down the volume, Police Captain Jason Newman said. An hour later, police were called back for another noise complaint. Newman said Coffey was arrested and charged with disorderly conduct when she wouldn't turn down the goddamn music. Quote, as soon as officers left the first time, she turned it back up, Newman said. Coffey was released on $500 personal recognizance bail and warned about the music, but by 9:20 p.m., police received yet another complaint from a neighbor. Officers arrived and could hear the music playing loudly from inside the house. Coffey again allegedly refused to tone it down, so police cuffed her for a 2nd time on a disorderly conduct charge, okay, later released her on $1,000 personal recognizance bail. At about 12 a.m. on Wednesday, Officer Matt Blonkin was contacted by a Rockingham County dispatcher and told that Coffey wanted a call from police to talk about her music. Okay. In a police affidavit, Blonkin said he called her, and during their conversation, she asked what a reasonable volume would be. He reminded her that she wasn't allowed to play the radio until 10 a.m. She stated that she would try to keep the peace and not play her music, but then at around 1:10 a.m. on Wednesday, as Blonkin, or whatever the fuck his name is, pulled up his cruiser, he could hear AC/DC's Highway to Hell blaring from her house. When I walked up to the screen door at the side of Joyce's home, I saw that the stereo was placed near the doorway and the speakers were pointed out the door. Coffey was arrested for a 3rd time and charged with disorderly conduct. What about the 4th time? Oh, yes, the frying pan incident. Coffey told police that her nephew, Dan, 49, pushed her and spit on her. In his affidavit, the police said he didn't observe any marks. Meanwhile, the nephew, Dan, was at the police station. He told police that he went to the Mass Road residence to pick up some belongings, and while he was there, Coffey became upset and threw a frying pan at him. The police officer said he observed a lump on Dan's head and later spoke to a witness who confirmed that he had been attacked. Coffey was then arrested for a 4th time for simple assault and breach of bail conditions. Her bail was set at $10,000 cash. So there you go. Miss Coffey, if I could just give you a word of advice, you're going down the wrong path in life. One would call it a highway to hell. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Friday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. All right, guys, checking in with you one more time before we call it a week. Yes, caller?
Loyal Statue member, Stage Grip here. Again. I just had a lovely moment courtesy of you. Thank you. I was driving around, going to bank to deposit my paycheck.
Sure, running errands.
Listening to your show, and I had the windows down. And I was stopped at a red light, and I was texting, because I was so, you know, I wasn't looking. And
dangerous.
I was listening to the show, and you had that song on the intro, the fuck it. I want to slap you in your head.
Right.
I want to fuck you till you're dead. And I looked up. Let's go fucking, fist fucking. And a jogger is passing, you know, a yard and a half past my car. And we share, like, the most awkward look where he has kind of a weird mix of, like, disgust and kind of nervousness and that white person I don't want to be involved with you look.
Yeah.
Like, it was. And then as soon as you walk by, I just fucking cracked up.
It's
laughing.
Yeah. That's the risk you run if you play Distorted View in your car with the windows down.
Hey, Tim. It's Matt in Kansas. And
hi,
yesterday, Stan Lee did one of those Ask Me Anything segments
On Reddit. I'm going to do one of those eventually, as soon as I get up to 500 Reddit subscribers.
And, he wasn't actually on the computer. He had like an.
I don't know. I don't think I even reached. I'm almost at 200, I think.
Just been asking him the question, and they just filmed like little YouTube clips of him giving his answers. So it was like there were videos of him in his office and at his computer. And guess what kind of keyboard he was using?
Easy keys.
It was bright yellow. And it had all the numbers and letters on it.
Well, you know, Stan Lee is like 100 years old, isn't he? Like. I'm surprised he's still active.
So yeah, he uses one of those old people.
Was he he created Spider-Man, right? And a bunch of other characters. Can he still draw? He's all shaky.
The creator of the Invincible Iron Man and the X-Men and the Fantastic Four.
Oh. Did he not do Spider-Man?
Bet that guy's got a cheer bug in his pocket.
I bet.
If you know what I mean.
All right, thank you. I'd like to see some of his drawings now.
Hey, Timmy Spoo, it's Wong.
They'd probably look like my Laser Man comic, because Laser Man has like a bunch of squiggly lines around him, because he's made of laser beams.
Mac Daddy here. So, fun fact, apparently my boss is a fan of Alex Jones.
Oh, Jesus.
I was sitting next to him while he was working on his computer the other day, and I just look over, and he's on Alex Jones' website, just looking through articles.
InfoWars!
Articles and stuff. Which makes sense, because my boss has said several times that he cherishes freedom.
Oh, boy.
Which, you know, kind of sounds like Alex Jones, but I really know how cherishing freedom translates into believing that police officers...
Does your boss ever mention how the government is killing babies?
Sorry. Killing and raping babies.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, exactly.
I also don't know if I should just tell him about the story of you, because maybe he'll get into it, or he'll hear at some point that you're just making fun of Alex Jones and I could be out of a job. If you want to advise me, just go ahead and give me a single link.
Well, I'm not going to tell you. I don't want to be responsible for you losing your job.
Hey, Shaniqua. I was just calling because I had an amazing, you know, you're a frequent moment. Well, kind of. So it's Friday. I work in an office. We're sitting around, you know, talking stories and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So this one guy tells a story about how there's a fire behind where he used to work, and he broke down the door, and they saved kids. And I was like, I got a fire story. I go, what's your fire story? I proceeded to tell them about the story you read on, I believe it was probably yesterday. I don't know what day it is. Sorry. But anyway... about the retards that were living in the assisted living home or whatever, and one of the retards watched the whole place burn down. And, I got told that was a real downer, and everybody gave me weird looks and walked away.
Honestly, I don't remember that news story.
Jigoo Hwat, man.
Hello.
Sideshow Member Magoon here, way behind. Still giving you the $5 a month, though.
Thank you.
But I'm catching up, and I'm listening to the April 2nd episode, and you're talking about sometimes when you're beating your meat,
mm-hmm.
you get to that point where you almost come, and then you don't, and as you phrase it, it's like you missed your chance.
Yeah.
I know what you're talking about. I've actually tried to explain this to other people, and they've got no idea what I'm talking about. Maybe they just need to play with their dicks a little bit more.
Yeah.
Keep up the good work.
It's a fine line if you want to keep going, you know.
I'm looking forward to a few months of shows built up to catch up. So.
Gotta be careful when you masturbate.
You could tell I'm the guy that told you about, recommended the Zeitgeist movie. Listen, I've seen like a lot of people that disputed, and it's always the same people that have been going to church their entire lives and believing, as you put it,
asking the magical wizard in the sky, and they say, well, that obviously is wrong, so therefore the rest of the movie has to be just poorly, poorly done. Once you just watch it yourself.
Right now, I really should. A lot of people have opinions on that movie.
It's not like they're just making this stuff up. There's a lot of
facts.
And everything that you need to prove all the bullshit. All right.
Look, I'll look into it. I will look into that movie. Thank you. That is all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-660.
You're a piece of shit and a batterer!
Spread the distortion to all your friends about the podcast. Don't forget, Adam and Eve, coupon code FREAK, F-R-E-A-K, or coupon code DV at checkout. You can save 50% on just about any item. Find yourself a dildo, or that thing that you can make a dildo out of your penis, a penis mold kit. They've also got toys for girls, toys for guys, adult movies, lubes, condoms, other necessities. Pick out something you like. Use coupon code FREAK or DV, either one, at checkout. You'll get 50%, half off just about any item, plus 3 free adult DVDs that you get to choose, a mystery gift, and all of that's going to be sent to you for free. No shipping charges. Use coupon code FREAK or DV at adamandeve.com right now. I forgot to mention that earlier this week, I think. Also, don't forget jagoo.net if you want to buy some Distorted View merchandise. With every purchase, I'm sending out stickers. I've got big... what does it say? I've got a couple stickers that I send out now. I get an oval. You get like an oval sticker that says FREAK. You can put on your car or whatever. And there's also a bigger sticker. It's a big square. That says, there's a couple ribbons, and it says, I support mandatory euthanasia of the elderly. So I give you a couple of those stickers as well, because I haven't been, I have tons of those for some reason. I haven't been giving those out. So, yeah, if you want some free mandatory euthanasia stickers and Distorted View Freak stickers, purchase something at jagoo.net. We'll either see you this weekend if some people sign up for the sideshow. Otherwise, I will see you back on Monday to kick off a new week of programs. Till then, have a great day. Bye, everybody!
America's best-selling, best-tasting filter cigarette.
Winston tastes good like a cigarette should.